This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. I want to thank Alex for being our engineer this morning. Alex, thank you very much. Call in line if you'd like to talk to Dr. Norm Sheely, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, if you'd like to listen 24-7 on your phone, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Dr. Sheely, before I go into a tirade, do you have anything that you'd like to share with us?
I would like to share that I think GoDaddy and Microsoft are equally bad, but other than that, no.
Yeah, GoDaddy calls me all the time. They're sell, sell, sell. And then Bill Gates, you know, one of the most evil people.
He is listed. He is listed right there as one of the top people in the Committee of 300.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the evil empire of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's, you know, if he were an honorable person.
Well, if George.
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking.
Right.
But if he were an honorable person, the first software operating system that he came up with in the graphical world, like Windows. Well, actually, he stole that. He and his buddies stole that from Apple. Okay, they didn't. It wasn't their original design. Microsoft stole the graphical user interface from Apple, as I read, and many, many, many years ago. Well, if he were an honorable man, he would have said, "Geez, I'm really sorry that Windows 3.1, which was one of their first versions, didn't work right." He would say, "I'm so sorry. Would it be okay if I sent you another version that works better?" No. He didn't do that. He charged $89 for each defective copy. Windows 3.1, Windows 95 version A, B, C, Windows 98, Windows 98 second edition, Millennium, Windows 2000, Windows XP. The list goes on and on and on. And he kept charging for more and more defective copies. You'd replace your existing defective copy with another even more defective copy. So he's not an honorable man. He doesn't look like an honorable man. He looks as ugly as all the rest of these people who are ruling the world. You know, they're as ugly as Zuckerberg. Physically
well,
ugly.
Like George Soros. They're
right.
All one of a kind.
Right. I agree. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention before I launch, Dr. Sheely?
No, of course.
Okay. Well, detach, I've heard you say, is your favorite word in the English language. And I'm going to try to detach after I get this off my chest. So here we go. And now I'm going to have to use your birthday, if I may, with your permission, as an example of what to do versus why I'm so furious about what other people do, which is not what you and I do. Would that be okay with you?
Of course.
Okay. So for your 85th birthday, which was a little over a year ago, you invited me, and I was just delighted to attend. Thank you very much. I sat very close to you at the table, and it was wonderful. It was at your farm. And I received an invitation, and immediately I responded, thank you. I'm paraphrasing now. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much. Mrs. Finelli and I would be delighted to attend. Quick response. This year, we received an invitation to your 86th birthday party, and unfortunately, we had made arrangements to be on the East Coast. And it was something that involved other people taking time off from work in order to be with us. So it was arranged before we got your invitation, well before, and it was something that I could not change because it involved other people's, it had a domino effect. Other people would have to change their schedule, and they couldn't. So I responded very quickly to you. I checked with Mrs. Finelli, and I said, you know, I know we have this other thing planned. It's a 2,200-mile round trip. Is there any way we can make a change so that we can be with Dr. Shuley on his birthday? She said it'd be great if we could, but we can't because there are other people involved. The domino effect was too big. So I sent you a response saying, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm paraphrasing. Thank you so much for the invitation for your birthday. We'd love to be there, but we have a previous engagement that we cannot change. If anything changes, we'll let you know. And that's how I responded. Does that ring a bell, Dr. Shuley?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right on.
But, and then we worked it out. Events happened that enabled Mrs. Finelli to go and me to stay in Missouri, where you are. And then I immediately responded probably a little over a week in advance, or about a week in advance, saying that it worked out. Mrs. Finelli would not be able to make it. She wouldn't be able to, but I will. And then you responded with one word, hooray. So I attended your birthday party, and it was a blast. I had a lot of fun. Okay. That's the way it should be, class. Now, RSVP, when someone says RSVP, what that means, it's French. And it stands for Respondez-vous, s'il vous plaît. Respondez-vous, s'il vous plaît. Which means, please respond. Now, why do people do that? When they, let's say they have a Thanksgiving get-together, and they invite family and friends, RSVP. Or they have a birthday party, RSVP. Or they're having a little Christmas get-together, RSVP. Or they're having a wedding, or a reception, or a shower, RSVP. Now, the reason they do that is because they're trying to get a handle on who can make it, who can't, and how much food and beverage and prizes or whatever it is they're doing, they need. If they have it at a restaurant, the restaurant will say, so how many will be in the party? I don't know. How come you don't know? Well, I don't know who's coming. How come you don't know? Because they won't tell me. What I'm saying is RSVP is a polite way of saying, please respond. Let us know if you're coming. If you can make it, wonderful. If you can't, we're sorry you won't be here, but we still need to know. Does that jive with how you were raised, Dr. Shuley?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Common sense.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of frosted at the lack of politeness that people have, and I think there's got to be a tie to medicine here, because they are not paying attention to RSVP. Either they were dropped when they were a baby and they're not capable of knowing what respond, s'il vous plaît means, or they don't care, or they're waiting for a better offer, or something. And this ties all the way back to the expos, the Get Prepared Expos. And I guess maybe that's why I'm so frosted. People say, hey, when are you going to have another expo? I don't think I am going to have an expo the way, you know, we used to, where we'd have thousands of people. No, you know why? Because in order to have an expo, and this is the same thing as a birthday party and everything else, if in order to have an expo, we would have to commit to a venue, a convention hall, 9 to 12 months in advance. We'd have to put money down, a substantial deposit down, thousands of dollars in order to reserve that hall. Well, I would say, okay, let me see how many people are interested in attending, exhibiting, and so forth, how big of a hall we need. And I'd call them up, and I'd say, we're planning on having an expo on this date. Would you like to attend? I don't know. How come? Well, because it's 9 months out. Okay, you mean your calendar's booked 9 months from now? No, but, you know, I don't know what's coming up. So they'd say, I tell you what, you know, I'm 30 days before the expo, give me a call back. They can't plan. They can't plan in advance where they're going to be. Now, I understand that things happen. I understand that there are emergencies and people get in accidents and all kinds of things. But for an event that's a big event, why can't you plan and make a commitment? Look at the calendar, take a week or so, and say, all right, I think I can do it. And then respond and mean it. People can't do that today. And I believe there are lots of reasons why. And none of them is a good reason. Dr. Shule, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I'm waiting to hear yours.
Okay. All right. My thoughts are this. I think people are rude. I think they're insensitive. I think they're careless. I think they're egocentric. I think they're looking for a better deal. I think they're forgetful. I think they're not deliberate. I think they're not conscientious. I mean, the list of nots goes as long. It's really long.
Vincent, you're the only person I know who may be as blunt as I am. I love you.
I love you too, Dr. Shule. But this really frosts me because I believe this is indicative of where society is going. I believe it's indicative of people making gestures at other people as they're trying to merge politely into traffic. I believe it's indicative of using cars as signs of power. You know, the bigger the car, the more pushy. Actually, I mean trucks. But I find it disturbing that people cannot seem to commit. Now, what I did was, when I responded to you, I wanted to be at your birthday party. And so did Mrs. Finelli's. No question about it. I wasn't looking for what other people might call a different deal or a better deal. I knew that if Dr. Shule invited me, I was honored to be invited, and I was going to do everything I could to be there. And I would commit. The only problem was I had something else I committed for, and I don't think it's fair to uncommit, if possible, for a better deal. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. His website, normshuley.com, normshuely.com. And during the commercial break, you know, class, that I broadcast from the farmhouse in Missouri. During the commercial break, I left the studio, went into the kitchen. There's a bookcase, a built-in bookcase that we made in the kitchen. And I brought a book into the studio. And this book was published in 1959. My mom bought it, probably in 1959. And it's Emily Post's, P-O-S-T-S, Etiquette. And it's called The Blue Book of Social Usage. How many pages is it? Well, it's a hardcover book. It's 671 pages of how to behave for those who are interested in learning how to be nice to each other. And it includes lots of things, and it'll take me probably the whole broadcast to just go through it, but I won't. But it's how do you answer a letter? How do you greet someone? How do you present someone? The use of titles, the words we choose, the art of conversation, how to behave in public places, entertaining at a restaurant, entertaining at other places of amusement like opera and theater, visiting cards, and their uses. The list goes on and on, including wedding and event etiquette. But it seems like we lost our place. We don't seem to know how to behave. And it's absolutely just common decency responding to someone when they ask you if you would be so kind as to attend. Now, the person who's asking you is paying for the whole shebang. All you have to do is show up. And let them know if you're going to show up. So in the past, I've heard things like, maybe, I don't know, we'll have to get back to you, we'll see. I can understand some of that. I can understand of, I'll have to check with my wife, I'll have to check with my husband. I can see on my calendar, it's clear, but she may have done or he may have done something that I don't know about that we're committed to. But I'd love to come, and I'll let you know in a couple days or tomorrow. Dr. Shealy, in your field, medical practice, wouldn't it be nice if your patients who have a 2 o'clock appointment on Tuesday show up?
About somewhere between 15 and 20% don't show.
Do they have good reasons?
Well, they don't tell you, so you don't know.
All right. So I've decided to limit my circle of friends. If they can't be so kind as to respond, why would I consider them my friends?
Vince.
Yes. Have I lost my mind? Have I lost my mind, Dr. Shealy?
No, you're responding to normal circumstances. What are normal, abnormal circumstances? 97.3% of people do not take care of themselves. That tells you a lot about people.
Right, right.
To me,
right.
It is unbelievable that someone would allow themselves to become fat. That
right.
is, you know, gluttony in many respects. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going overboard in saying this, but 70% of Americans are overweight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And only 10% get any significant amount of exercise. And the average American gets 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day instead of 5 or more. And 22% of Americans still smoke. I mean, put all those things together, only 2.7% of people have the essential habits of living healthily. But they won't take care of themselves. You can't expect them to help to be kind to other people. Don't all
yes.
the same.
And that's where the medical connection I thought would be coming in. So if people are too lazy to walk around the block, too lazy to get up and turn on or off the television, too lazy to cook their own food, too lazy to get fresh vegetables from the supermarket because it doesn't come in an extruded tube or a dried package, too hard. If it's too hard to do all that, it's way too hard to RSVP. Way too hard. Dr. Norman Shealy and I will be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An unexpected disaster destroying over 700 buildings on some Indonesian islands, killing nearly 300 people, at least as the count is so far. Jan Gelfand is with the International Red Cross and says the tsunami that struck was completely unexpected.
There would have been zero warning. There would have been none of the triggers. Would have known someone would have just happened. There would have nobody could have been able to predict this.
More than 1,000 people injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of the Krakatoa volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown still in full swing, no end in sight, as the House passed a funding bill that includes $5 billion the president's demanding for a border wall, but it didn't pass the Senate. Negotiations have been ongoing. The earliest the chance for another vote in the Senate would be Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shuley and I are talking about this epidemic of laziness and carelessness. And it's exhibited in many places. It's not just failure to be polite when responding to an invitation to someone's home or to an event. It shows up in the Walmart parking lot. People are too lazy to return their carts to the cart return. Just leave them wherever they are. Just leave them. They're not parking their cars between the lines. They're taking one plus spaces. So if you take more than one space, you're actually taking two. That means someone else has to walk farther. They're smoking in supermarkets, stores, malls, and public buildings. They know It's right on the door. No smoking. But that obviously doesn't apply to them, right? So they're careless, they're lazy, me first, and it's getting worse. Dr. Shilley?
Well, day by day, day by day. But it starts, look, it starts at the top. Let's face it, the government sucks. I wouldn't, on a scale of 0 to 10, I'd give the governor 0.
I agree.
Of effectiveness. Our educational system, I don't know, I'd probably give it a 1, et cetera, et cetera. So when society has gone crazy or totally inadequate, what are you supposed to do?
Well, you mentioned education system. Dr. Shilley, when I was in like the very beginnings of my public training camp education, I'm talking maybe kindergarten, possibly into first grade, we were taught how to play nicely with our fellow classmates. You know, we were taught how to shake hands. We were taught how to introduce a new person. We were taught those things early on. You know, we weren't taught that tackling somebody in the hall was a, you know, was something we should be doing. But I see the devolving of society, and here's some more proof. So in California, there was a fire. It was called the Camp Fire, C-A-M-P, and that's where the fire started in this camp area of Paradise, California. A lot of people were burned alive. 86 people. 86 people were killed in the most deadly fire in California history. 38 people died in Paradise, California alone. Well, they've been cleaning up, and they've hired these crews to clean up the burned out carcasses of homes, cars. And here is this jerk. He posts a message for all to see. And here he's got a yellow vest on, kind of like the protesters' vest in France. He's obviously hired by some company. He's got a hard hat on. He's got his blue jeans, his gloves in his pocket. He's got his boots on. And there's a little red fire truck the size of a mailbox. He puts it between his legs, takes a picture, and says, I got to ride on a fire truck today. Now, this is in a burned-out area. Another guy is sitting on what looks to be the remains of a mobile home. They take two chairs that are unburned. Two guys are sitting as if it's a bus that's been totally burned out, ashes everywhere, and they're joking about taking a being in this mobile home. Somebody's mobile home. And these are the worker bees who are being paid to restore the area. Then there's this another jerk who's got his hard hat on and is in the middle of a trampoline ring, except the rubber part of the trampoline, the part that you bounce on, is gone. Just the ring is there. The metal ring is the only thing that didn't burn. And this guy's acting like he's jumping on a trampoline. And is the worst of them all. The worst. I mean, these guys are reveling in other people's misery. But the worst of them all is a picture of a dead cat. And this jerk takes a beer bottle as a burned up cat. Takes a beer bottle and puts it in his mouth and takes a picture of the cat. These people are sick. So now we now have careless people, this epidemic of laziness, this epidemic of carelessness, this epidemic of me first, and then people are acting juvenile and out of order, insensitive. How horrible. The whole village is burned down, and these jerks are hired to clean it up, and this is what they have to say. Look at me. Look at me act like a disjointed 3-year-old. Dr. Shilley, I'm sorry for my rant. but I can't help it. I'm looking at people being as dumb as a box of rocks, and I blame a lot of this on Bill Gates with his computers because they've gone awry. The cell phones.
In 1979, John Knowles, who was a physician, cardiologist, president of the Rockefeller Foundation, wrote an article, Responsibility of the Individual, in which he says, 95% of people are born healthy and become unhealthy because of human misbehavior. That was 1979. So today we have 97.3% of people who are irresponsible or have human misbehavior. It can't get much worse.
How can we fix this, Dr. Shuey? I mean, I'm trying one jerk at a time. when I see them, I let them know that their behavior is unacceptable. I really do. I confront them. I tell them. But there's so many jerks, and they're making more every minute. There are more jerks being made than I can correct.
You're right. I can't disagree with you.
So, it all gets back to we should be polite if we can. If we can. When dealing with corporations that don't honor their warranties, I think we should be polite but firm. And if that doesn't work, then we trash them on YouTube. It's as simple as that. Maybe they'll get the message. Maybe they'll get the message. Well, the fire in California was over the top in terms of these people responded. By the way, they were fired. The people who took these images of themselves at the misery of others were fired. And they were publicly shamed, which I think is a good start.
I think we need to duplicate Singapore. Caning in public square would be more appropriate.
Okay.
I believe people would respond to what I'd call real punishment. Physical.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what they did in Virginia. When we lived in Virginia, if you went to the gas station, you could, buy gas. And this was before the pay at the pump was everywhere. So you'd buy your gasoline for your truck, and then you'd walk inside, and you'd say, I just used pump number 7 or whatever the pump number was. And the cashier would look at the screen and say, okay, that's, $47.18. And then you'd pay, either with a credit card, cash, or sometimes with a check. Well, behind the cashier was a board on the wall with people's names who wrote bad checks. And so you could see your friends' names who wrote bad checks. And one of my students was up there on the wall, and he wrote a bad check for gas. Now, what that does is it is such an embarrassment. Hey, Dave, I saw you on the list, at the truck stop. Says you didn't you wrote a bad check. It was so embarrassing that the first thing that these people would do is want to go and pay for that gas and get their name off the list. There's a great way. It's public shaming. It's public caning, if you will, without the cane. And it really worked well. It was taking justice into the hands of those who were the victims of bad behavior. It was great. And it worked. And let's say you had to sue somebody. Let's say someone owed you money and you took them, you took them to court and you won. The only reason you take them to court is because you were owed money, right, in those cases. Well, the judge would say, okay, he finds in favor of the person who was owed the money. And then you go with the deputy, the sheriff's deputy, to the bank. and the sheriff's deputy would have a court order to withdraw X amount of money from the person's account that owed you the money. Right then and there. It was great. Absolutely great. And it works. We need more of that. We need more swift justice. Well, I guess that's pretty much what I had to say about my frustration. E. coli is a big problem. There's a farm in California that's been linked to the romaine recall. But now it takes cauliflower, red leaf lettuce, green leaf lettuce. Those are all being removed from the shelves amid a new E. coli outbreak. And the company's name, Adams Brothers Farming, was named at least as one source of last month's E. coli outbreak. Now it's revealed that there are more fears of a new E. coli outbreak among its produce after a sediment from a reservoir near where the produce is grown tested positive for E. coli. 14 states as well as Canada, Tijuana, and Tijuana, Mexico are included in the new recall. Adams Brothers Farming is on the label. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormSheely.com. And class, I just can't shake this etiquette thing. So just a little bit more about that. So let's say you've got surgery scheduled at the hospital. The hospital will have a reminder call made. Maybe two of them. Don't forget your surgery, you know, Tuesday the 27th. Then a couple of days later, don't forget your surgery. Dentist's call to remind you of your dental appointment. Doctor's office's call to remind you of your doctor's appointment. How did we get to the point where we can't remember our doctor's appointments or our surgeries? How's that possible? You know,
now I have the answer.
Okay.
It's because of stupid phones.
Okay.
Dumb phones depend upon these stupid, dangerous to your brain phones for everything, which don't do it for you. Now, I don't call them dumb phones for no reason at all.
Okay. So I believe what you're saying is you don't run it through your brain. You just you enter it, click, there it is, and you just put doctor's appointment. And then if it doesn't remind you, you don't know.
Exactly.
Because it's so trivial to the common, common person. And what would they do without their darn phone? I mean, I don't have one. So I've got two calendars, Dr. Shealy. I've got a calendar in the studio that says who's going to be on and when. And I have a calendar in the kitchen, you know, that where everybody in the family looks at it and everybody gets to see who's doing what, when, where, why, and, you know, when all of us are doing something and when some of us are doing something and all that stuff. So everybody can see it. So there's no reason why a person didn't know, you know, what's happening that particular day or in advance. It's clear. It's absolutely clear. And how much time does it take to respond to someone, to say, gee, I'd love to be there, but I can't, or I'd love to be there and I can. That's all they want to know. They were kind enough to invite you. The least you can do, the least, is say, I can or can't be there. I'd love to come. Thank you so much for thinking of me. I got an invitation from one of our instructors, Dr. Shuley. It was an email invitation. And it's easy for emails to get lost, but I saw the invitation, and it was to an event at their house during the Christmas time. It wasn't Christmas Day, or it was, you know, during those 2 weeks. Actually, Christmas is celebrated all month in December. There are Christmas parties going on December 1st at a hotel in Springfield, Missouri, in all the rooms, in all the banquet rooms of this particular hotel. And I was there. I saw it. Well, it's immediately upon seeing this invitation, I went over to Mrs. Finelli and I said, we've been invited. I would like to go. Do you have anything scheduled that would prevent that? Would you like to go with me? And she said, sure, let's go. That's great. Nothing conflicts. And I responded immediately. And it said, if you know others, let them know. That kind of a thing. Anyway, pretty frustrating, Dr. Shuley, how people do not consider it important enough to respond. And then there's other people, you know, you get invited to a wedding and you're asked to RSVP and people don't RSVP. Then they show up and they expect there to be a plate for them and their spouse and their two children. My response is I've invited people. I have not gotten responses. My response is, I didn't know you were coming. I didn't know you were coming. How would I know? You didn't tell me. I'll see if we can find something, because, you know, we're having turkey. We got enough for us, you know, everybody who responded. But, you know, maybe we've got some sandwiches that we can make up for you. I mean, Dr. Shuley, I've had it with carelessness. I've had it with insensitivity. I've had it with irresponsibility.
Right on.
All right. Dr. Shuley and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. Got a whole bunch of medical questions for Dr. Shuley. Diabetes, shrinking our brains. For one, we'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.